This morning's edition of Curtain Call is entitled Amadeus and If's Miracle Worker Spring Awakening on Avenue Q, because that covers the five shows that you have an opportunity to see over the next 2 weeks here in the Twin Ports. Avenue Q ends its run at the playground this week after 4 weeks. I'm not sure there are any tickets left. There's a reason it's been running for 4 weeks. But if you like giant puppets doing Sesame Street-type songs about mature adult subject content, then that's for you. Speaking of mature adult subject content, last night at Renegade, Spring Awakening opened. This is a musical that's set at the turn of the 19th into the 20th century in Germany. You have a dozen young German kids who are, well, the awakening of their spring is basically their sexual awakening, and things are not going well because this is a point in time in German history where they just didn't talk about sex, a sexually oppressive culture in Germany, which is what the play is a reaction to. There's a continuity in terms of contemporary audiences because there was a sort of decadence going on at that time that supported emotionalism and subjectivism over rationalism and positivism. So even though we live in a time now where if you want to find out about why your body is changing and what that means, you can go online and find video, not to mention information that will give you things. We don't have the same kind of sexually oppressive culture today. But certainly we have kids who are awakening to their own spring, so to speak. It's an interesting play because even though it's set in Germany over 100 years ago, it includes rock music. The people who wrote the show didn't like this notion that on Broadway people suddenly burst into song and were supposed to pretend that this is dialogue. So they kind of take it off in terms of, like, I don't know if anybody remembers Strange Interlude, which was a Eugene O'Neill inventive psychological play from the early 20th century. You might have seen Groucho Marx in Animal Crackers, where there's a point where he says, "Excuse me while I have a strange interlude," and he walks down towards the camera and tells what he's thinking about. And it's similar to that you can tell that suddenly we're in the minds of the characters because they'll freeze and the smog will come out and they will whip out microphones. Because these are a lot of these songs are rock songs. And so it's kind of a combination of Strange Interlude meets Jesus Christ Superstar. So anyhow, that's down at Renegade for the next couple of weeks. Then also opening last night here at UMD was The Miracle Worker. And I still remember hearing on the radio that Helen Keller had died early in the 1960s. So I'm going to be seeing that on Sunday afternoon. And I was thinking it's The Miracle Worker reminds me of Romeo and Juliet in the sense that in the late 1960s, when Franco Zeffirelli's Romeo and Juliet came out, I remember going to see it, and I was a teenager, and it was just – the balcony scene was just so romantic, and it's so nice to be in love, and it's so tragic what happened. And then 20 years later, as an adult, I see the balcony scene, and I'm laughing because it's these two horny kids who don't want their date to end. And the notion that as I've grown older, my perspective on the play has changed. And I was thinking the same thing with Miracle Worker, because, of course, I'm going to cry at the end. But things have changed. That 20 years ago, it was Helen when she finally makes the connection, you know, that would get me to cry. And now, after teaching for 30-something years, it's the part where Helen goes over and taps Annie Sullivan on the chest and wants to know who she is, and Annie spells out T-E-A-C-H-E-R. In her hand that I know is the part that's going to get me. But what I'm really looking forward to, because this is going to be the first time I've seen the play on stage, is the celebrated scene where Annie is going to get Helen to eat with a fork and have a napkin in her lap. And the two actresses are going to destroy the Keller dining room. And so I'm really, really looking forward to that. Next week on Thursday, Amadeus opens at the Playhouse. Okay. Most of you probably have seen the movie version. It'll be interesting to see what's different with the stage show. Looking forward to my favorite scene in that, which is when Mozart doesn't know it, but he's on his deathbed and he's composing the Requiem with Salieri and just sits there and talks about, here's how you put it together. This is what the music does. This is how everything fits together. Because the thing I love about criticism is not being critical in the negative sense, but being able to understand how something fits together. The next Friday, If is opening at St. Scholastica, and this is a modernized version of Iphigenia and Aulis. And Iphigenia at Aulis is one of my favorite Greek plays. I've always liked the character of Iphigenia. And so to see what she comes up with for a modernization version, I'm looking forward to. So that's what's happening in the Twin Ports. We've got Avenue Q closes this weekend at Renegade. Spring Awakening has opened here at UMD. Miracle Worker has opened next week. Amadeus at the Playhouse and If at St. Scholastica. And we'll talk about the other shows when we come back in 2 weeks. Bye-bye. Bye, Bonds.
Curtain Call is brought to you in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.